Hey there, welcome back. You're listening to The DM with Audrey Brianne and Tyree.
Last week, we reviewed The Little Mermaid, which you should definitely check out.
And on this week's episode, we'll be reviewing The Idea of You. So you guys, The Idea of You is a new movie on Amazon Prime. It's directed by Michael Showalter. His other works include Wet Hot American Summer and The Big Sick. The costume designer was Jacqueline Dimenterio, and her other works include American Horror Story, Episode 6, Younger, Friends from College, The Intern, and yeah. The Idea of You was released on May 2nd, 2024, again on Amazon Prime, and we have quite the rundown for the synopsis, so make sure that you pay attention, okay?
After the demise of her relationship, mom of one, Celine, lives a relatively quiet life as an art gallery owner in L.A. After a last-minute client fiasco leaves Celine's ex, Daniel, needing her to drive their daughter, Izzy, and her friends to Coachella, Celine, who had planned on camping solo, reluctantly agrees to go to the festival to chaperone. At the festival, Izzy and her friends quickly break off to explore the grounds while Celine hangs out in the VIP area where her ex has managed to arrange for an August Moon meet and greet. Unknowingly, Celine uses August Moon member Hayes' trailer to go to the bathroom after a riveting first meet or exchange. Upon finding him still inside the trailer after she exits, she first questions his motives but quickly realizes her error and apologizes. Hayes asks her to keep him company, which she does. Later at the meet and greet, Hayes flirts with Celine, but they are cut off due to the nature of the event. That night at August Moon's set, Hayes changed the set list and dedicates a song to Celine. Some time passes and Hayes shows up at Celine's art gallery unexpectedly. The two hit it off and Hayes buys all the art in her gallery, bomb move, and Celine shows him new upcoming art in a warehouse in Silver Lake. Celine suggests lunch at a restaurant, but quickly changes plans and has Hayes go to her house for a sandwich when he becomes uncomfortable about how popular the restaurant may be. Back at the house, the two share a meal, flirt, get to know each other, and wind up kissing. Celine eventually rejects Hayes' advances and says she'll drive him home. Hayes purposefully leaves behind a watch at her house as an excuse to have to talk to her again. Before parting, they exchange numbers. Izzy is off to summer camp, and Celine has been texting with Hayes. She wants to give him back his watch, so after an impromptu invite to New York, Celine books a flight and takes a chance. The two immediately connect even further and start a whirlwind romance that involves lots of travel. As Hayes invites Celine on tour, the two say she is his art dealer to get past questions of the nature of their relationship. At a stop in France, some of Hayes' bandmates and their groupie girlfriends give Celine a hard time about how to go about picking up women on the road. Once photos are released, Celine finds herself intertwined in a full-blown scandal given their age difference. Celine picks Izzy up from camp and the tour ends because Izzy has been being bullied about Celine's relationship. Celine visits Hayes at the studio and the two reconcile and decide to give this relationship a real chance. Amongst the good times, Celine is also shown dodging paparazzi that wait outside her home daily and worrying about the impact the relationship has on Izzy, something that her ex Daniel echoes eventually. Celine is waiting at the airport to pick up Hayes and the two break up inside the car with Hayes leaving to go back inside the airport and figure out a ride and hotel. Celine is visibly upset, but ends the relationship for Izzy's sake. Hayes asks Celine to think about trying things out again in 5 years when it will affect Izzy less as she'll be out of college. 5 years pass and Hayes has successfully become a solo artist and Celine watches him perform on the Graham Norton show. At the end of the interview, Hayes mentions he'll be in LA because he has someone he wants to see there. Cut to some time later and Celine is at work at the gallery when she thinks she hears a familiar voice. Walking out from the back, she spots Hayes and the two smile at each other. That's my favorite part of the movie, as Tyree knows. So,
oh my gosh.
Quite the synopsis. Gonna let Tyree do characterization.
Sure, you definitely gave a great explanation of the movie. The movie is amazing. As you guys see, Audrey loved it. I probably need to go back and watch it again a few times, but it's a good movie nonetheless. So the characters that are in the movie are Celine, which is played by Anne Hathaway. She's the main character. She's a mother of one. She owns an art gallery in Los Angeles. Celine and Daniel, her ex, were married for some time, but got divorced after she found out that he was cheating, which we see later that the girl's like telling her everything pretty much. Mm-hmm. And the next person is Hayes, who is 1/5 of the fictional boy band August Moon. Hayes is in his early 20s and embarking on a world tour, including a headlining stop at Coachella, which is where he accidentally meets Celine. And the next person is Izzy. Izzy is Celine's teenage daughter who receives negative backlash following the public reveal of her mom and Hayes' relationship. And then lastly is Daniel. Daniel is Celine's ex and Izzy's father, who doesn't approve of the relationship developing between Celine and Hayes. Daniel actually found out about them and kind of slyly asked her. He was like, oh, I think I saw, one of my friends said they saw you. And she was like, no. So I just thought that that was kind of cool because it was before everything like came out, like that he was like mm-hmm. kind of onto it. How do you think the characters dress? Did you have any wardrobe pieces that stood out?
So I love Jacqueline because she did a show called Friends from College, and I absolutely adore that show. It is on Netflix, y'all. There's 2 seasons. They're really great, but the wardrobe on that show is wonderful. So when I saw that she did this movie, I was like, duh, because Anne looks great. And I'm not going to add one of those annoying, she looks great for her age, because like, she just looks great. What's funny, I think she's too pretty for the role, because I think they tried to give her bangs for us to think she's kind of dowdy and like a little bit nerdy. But I was like, is it because she has bangs? Is that what I'm supposed to think is like wrong with her? But they kind of try to act like she's like, you know, a mom who's awkward. And I'm like, no, she's a mom who's banging and like looks great. Clothing wise, I loved what Anne was wearing. I thought it was very believable. It was very LA. It felt very now. I think that's something Jacqueline's really good at, is doing like modern today kind of dressing. I think she's wonderful at that. And even with the boy band, like when they were at Coachella, like August Moon, I was watching them too. Cause like, I love Nicholas. So of course my eyes were glued on him, but on parts where it was him in the band, I wanted to look at the band members too, to see how they were dressing. And I was like, okay, like this actually feels believable. Like, I thought maybe they'd kind of like drop the ball on the extras, like the other band members, but they didn't. One was wearing this really cool leather jacket that had like yellow sleeves at Coachella. There were some standout pieces that I saw the other boys wearing. So I was very pleasantly surprised that they did not do that. Like that they didn't just forget about the other 4 guys in favor of Nicholas simply because he's like the main character. What'd you think of the wardrobe in the movie?
I thought it looked very now. Anne Hathaway, she definitely was like wearing like separates, and I would believe that she was a mom. I was kind of, I don't know. I think the age difference, I am more of a looking people up. So I was like, okay, she's supposed to be this age and he's supposed to be this age. And I think that they got the ages correct. Like he did look like a young 21-year-old. And then his bandmates, like you said, they were all very like trendy. Yeah, I just think like for a rom-com movie, they definitely did what needed to be done in conveying like characterizations.
No, I thought it was great. Yeah, I don't have anything else really to say about that. And I think that when they did the 5 years ahead, it still felt very current, you know, like she didn't go super like futuristic on us where it was like, oh, what is Celine wearing? Like they still look like modern day age people. So I liked that because it didn't put years on. Like technically this could have been made 5 years ago. Yeah. And like the 5 years later is now or something. I really did like this movie. It was very cute.
And now for the red carpet. So the first look, we're going to talk about Anne Hathaway first. Anne Hathaway is styled by Aaron Walsh. Aaron's other clients include Selena Gomez, Allison Brie, Sarah Jessica Parker. The first look we're going to talk about is Anne at South by Southwest in Pantou. She is wearing a silver mini dress, and it has chevron beading along the lower bust at the bottom of this dress, and it's silver sequin, and then the beading detail is gold and white, and her hair is down. She's wearing two, I assume that they're diamond bracelets. Mm-hmm. She has a little silver bag, silver pumps on, super cute. What do you think of this?
Okay, chevron. Like, you were using some adjectives, and I was like, yeah, she's got a chevron sequin going on. I don't like this because she looks cold. And South by Southwest is in Canada. I'm taking this way too literal, but in all the photos, because it's like Nicholas was in this like suit. Even people in the background are like in jackets. And I just was like, Anne just looks very naked. Like, this is very cute, but I don't know how much the weather was thought about it. So just in general, South by Southwest, people don't really dress like this, so summery and like revealing. So I just thought she looked a little out of place for where she was going. If she were going to like a variety luncheon or something in the spring, I think this would be very cute. So I just think nice outfit, but just wrong event. It all looks fine. The bag is a little mall looking because it's one of those guys, it's like a hobo shaped bag, but structured. And like, it just looks like a Coach bag to me. And I hate to say that because I love Coach, but like, I think that'll get the point across of what I mean by mall is just, it looks like you walked into Coach and bought a silver purse. Like, this doesn't look very unique given how nice her dress is. Like, It feels like an afterthought. I'm being picky on Anne only because I hold Anne to really high standards. I think she's wonderfully dressed in general, so like I kind of put her a mark above the rest. But what do you think, Tyree?
I think it's cute. I kind of agree. The accessories, even the shoes and the bag are giving mall, but I do like the dress. I think it's cute. South by Southwest, I'm sure she probably is cold, but I think press-wise, it's cute. I mean, it's just a dress. Like, it's cute. Like, nothing to write home about, but it's not a miss, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's a fair
assessment. So the next look we're going to talk about is Anne Hathaway and Ralph Lauren and Jimmy Choo at the Idea of You New York Press. She's out on the street. She is wearing a three-piece suit, a leather outfit. The jacket's leather. She's wearing like a tuxedo vest that's leather, a black tie, leather pants, and she's wearing black pumps and black shades. The pumps, one of the pumps has like a flower detail on the front, and then the other pump has it on the back. And yeah, she looks like Men in Black. What do you think about this?
Get it, Anne Hathaway. Like, Anne Hathaway. Okay, you and some Ralph Lauren. First of all, okay, so I knew this was Ralph Lauren when I saw it, but I like didn't want to believe it, but I remember it from the runway so well, because when it came down, I was like, what? Like an all leather three-piece? Like, so unlike Ralph Lauren to go that edgy. Ralph Lauren is really more known for like a pinstripe or like a navy suit or something. Like, this just is not what they're known for. And it is giving. Like, Anne looks so happy in this. I'm so happy for her. Shoe detail is so cute. That's such a little like Sarah Jessica Parker nod, I feel like. Like, I could see Sarah Jessica wearing these because of the flower at the front on one shoe and then the flower in the back at the other shoe. Because Sarah likes to do a lot of mix and match with her shoes. But I just get it, girl. What do you think?
I actually really do love this. Looking at it, it does look like Ralph Lauren, but just like you said, probably not the material that he would use. But I do see like his wife or something wearing something like this, because it just looks like Ralph Lauren. the shoe detail, Sarah Jessica Parker can be taken back because I don't like that at all. I don't really care for SJP, but sorry, girl. But I just think it's like a weird afterthought. It's Jimmy Choo, so it wasn't an afterthought, but it's just like, why is there a detail on one and not the other? Or like, why is it in the front? Why is it in the back? I don't know. I don't really get that. And
you
also
said why?
I think too, this is just me being very, very, very nitpicky, is the pants need to be tailored a little bit more at the bottom.
That's what I was going to say. But I wonder, though, because it's leather, if Ralph Lauren was like, can you please not do anything? Yeah. Because it's going to leave holes in it. Even if they're very tiny holes, like there's no way to like temporarily hem, unless if you do it with some top stick and then all day you're kind of worrying about, is it going to fall? But I totally agree with you on that. But the only reason I didn't say anything, like I said, is because the material's leather. And I was like, can't really come back from like altering leather like that.
And looking at it now, there is kind of like a, what are those things called at the end of a jacket? Basically, there's like a cuff. At the bottom, it looks like there's like
Got it.
So yeah, I guess you can't do that. But that's my only like thing. She looks amazing. That's my only like minor.
We can be hard on Anne Hathaway, like because she's A-list. So I don't mind nitpicking a little bit when it comes to these A-listers. I am fine with that.
Yeah. So continuing on to the next look is Anne wearing Simkai at the Idea of You New York press event again. This dress is, well, she's wearing two pieces. So she's wearing a top, like tank top that's sheer and it has like the same color bra underneath, but it's like a loose type tank top, and then she's wearing a skirt, and at the bottom of the skirt it has this like I don't know what you would call this detail at the hem, but it looks kind of like water-esque. And then the shoes match the dress, and she's wearing black sunglasses again. No jewelry. What are your thoughts on this?
No jewelry. I think this reminds me so much of Sandra Bullock. Like when I pulled this photo, I was like, Sandy, it looks very Miss Congeniality to me. Like when she's walking, it is the same color blue, you know what, as that like iconic scene where she's walking in slow-mo in the first Miss Congeniality. Yeah. I think that's what it is why it reminded me, because it's a brunette in a blue dress that's kind of like form-fitting. So I was like, Sandy Ann, who am I looking at? But it's cute. Like, it's a cute dress, much more appropriate for the weather. Like, I feel like she's at least got, like, this longer skirt on. I'm sure she has a jacket somewhere that she's tossed off to a handler or a publicist, but it looks more weather appropriate here. And I think it fits nice. The bottom is really, really nice. Like, where the hem hits, because it's a little above the ankle, it's a really nice detail. And yeah, I think that she looks very put together here. And I don't mind that she doesn't have jewelry, because her dress kind of has a lot going on in that it's colorful and it's got that abstract hemline. So, I mean, all she really could have done here was earrings and like rings and bracelets. And I don't know that they would have added anything more special to the look. What do you think?
Yeah. Well, first thing, I love Jonathan Simkai, like obsessed. I think that this is nice. I love the color. I love the detail. It looks like it kind of has like pleats or something, or like stretching material. And I love how everything like matches cohesively. I love accessories. So I think that she could have done like a couple chunky bangles or like something to like spice it up a little bit, because right now she's just wearing like a dress. But she looks great, of course. That's just me being nitpicky. I love the bottom detail of the skirt. And yeah.
Very pretty detail.
I think this looks great. Like, I mean, nothing. Maybe, I don't know. It's Anne Hathaway, you know? Like, she looks amazing in anything. And I'm sure her stylist, Aaron Walsh, and her have fun in their fittings and are like, oh, this is definitely going to work. Because I feel like she's pretty... She has a nice figure, and she's A-list, so I'm sure that they, like, work well together.
Mm-hmm.
Next, we have Anne in Versace and Bulgari at the Idea of You New York premiere. I think this is the actual premiere. And she is wearing a red gown. This is very interesting. Bear with me as I try to describe it. The top is a, what would you call this top? W? It's not like sweetheart.
Sculpted, like it's like a sculpted strapless.
Okay. The top of the dress is like a sculpted strapless thing that looks kind of molded to her breast area. And it has two cutout details right below the bust. And it has piping all over, bringing her curves in. And it goes all the way down to the ground. And it has a slit. And it's bright red. I guess it's kind of like a corseted detail that's bringing in her waist and this like modern style piping. How do you feel about this?
I'm mad at the photo I chose. Hopefully we'll change it for you guys on Instagram because like her hem is all kinds of bunched up. And I saw other photos and that hem was very nice. I actually remember the hem was like the first thing I saw. So we will change the photo so you can see the nice hemming that they did. This is fine. There's something about this that feels very like Devil Wears Prada. Like it feels like a different movie she's in. I don't know how else to describe it other than that. This doesn't feel like The Idea of You. The film that I watched, this doesn't look like, you know how like the leads usually kind of take after their character a little bit in some way. This does not feel like something Celine would wear. So I was just like, whose movie premiere are you going to? And then I was like, yeah, this feels more like Andy in like The Devil Wears Prada. Like after her glow up, it feels more like she'd wear this. So I wish they had maybe dove more into the character a little bit and had her in something great that we think Celine would wear. Just so I could kind of bring those two together, if that makes sense. But nothing's wrong with this. Like, there's not anything wrong that I can say. Other than that, it just doesn't look like the character in the movie.
I totally forgot to mention that she's wearing these green and white, like, beaded drop earrings that kind of look amazing. But this dress... it's okay. I kind of agree with what you... Like, it looks... like a different movie premiere,
right?
But also not necessarily that you have to like match the movie that you're in. It's just like,
yeah,
it doesn't go. It's a different
altogether. Yeah, like this looks very, I feel like she's going to a Bulgari event or something, yeah. Like a jewelry event. Like it's just, there's something off with this where I'm like, I think y'all had an amazing dress that really got you excited at your fitting and it maybe got placed in the wrong. Also, like there's somewhere stronger this could have gone.
I also think that it's too long. I think, okay, because you sent us another photo, but I think like going back to her Jonathan Simkhai and then... Yeah. The short dress at South by Southwest, I think she needs to show a little bit of her leg because it's like too much fabric at the bottom that doesn't give that like breakage that it gives at the top where her like earrings and stuff are. Like, I feel like it's just like net like and then a lot of dress. I'm
sorry. Do you feel like it's a little unbalanced?
Yes. I feel like...
I get that.
But she looks great. I feel like...
It's a great dress. That's what's tough here is it's like you have a good person, like a good model for dresses and you have a good dress, but it's just like there's something not clicking into place here.
I think it might be the color too. I don't know. Like, I feel like...
Is it her ponytail? Like, what's happening, Anne? Like...
She needs a necklace. She needs to cut off like 3 inches.
This could really use this could benefit so much from a necklace. I will get on the accessories train with you on this one that like it's very bare on top. She's got a great negligee. So, I mean, good for her, but like it could just be elevated with a really wonderful necklace here.
Also, this could be a two-piece. I think it just needs more skin or something at the bottom.
We need more thought here. I feel like this needs more time to marinate and become what it could be.
Yeah.
Y'all, it's time. We're going to talk about Nicholas Galitzine. He is my favorite white boy right now. He is just so great. Behind my husband and Harry Styles, he's my favorite white boy. You don't understand. All right. He is styled by Felicity Kay. Felicity's other clients include Paul Mescal and Archie Madekwe. We love Archie Madekwe here at the DM. Some notes are Nicholas is a Fendi ambassador. And just for those of you who maybe did not know, the Met Gala theme this year was Sleeping Beauty's reawakening fashion, because we're going to talk about his look and if he hit the mark or not. So the first look, he is in Fendi at the GQ Men of the Year party, and he is in this is sort of a shiny material, but shiny in that it's like got a sheen to it. It is an all over patchwork look. This is all black, so it's black, it's tonal, black on black, but it's a patchwork situation going on, and the patches that are all over are sort of racer track patching, if that makes sense, like crisscross the way that like it would be on a racetrack, but it's all black, so it's like giving this illusion of like depth and stuff to his suit. It's interesting. It looks like he's just wearing a wife beater underneath. Oh, we're not supposed to call it wife beaters. We are supposed to call it, what are they called now?
A tank top.
Yes, we'll say it's a tank top. Sorry about that. I really should know better that it's not called that. And then he's just wearing some black loafers. These look like they might be lace up, but his pants are too long for me to tell what's going on with his shoes, other than that they're black and closed toed. What do you think of Mr. Nicholas at the GQ Men of the Year party?
He looks cute. Like after you did all that, I'm like, oh. Yeah. No, he looks very nice. I think the jacket looks amazing. The pants could benefit from tailoring at the bottom, but like, again, that's just like a minor detail. He looks super cute. Like, it's well put together. He has his jacket buttoned, his hand in his pocket. He looks very confident, I would say. And yeah, I think he looks great.
I love that you said that, because I'm not into this. I think I judge him a little hard because I love him so much, but like, this suit's not it. Like, it's a lot happening. When you really do like zoom in on it, you're like, what in the what? Like, you know, you're like, okay, there's patches. Oh, but the patches have a pattern on it. Oh, but he's in a sheer tank top. Like, you just start to kind of go, huh? Like, what?
I don't mind it. I think the pants, I don't know, like maybe he has like thicker legs, but like the jacket is fit to him like perfectly. And then the pants just look like kind of
from the waist up, yeah.
And baggy or something.
And just long, 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 long. I'm like, Nicholas, I know you have a tailor. But it's okay. Okay. He's wearing Fendi. He's at the GQ Men of the Year party. The next look is him and Fendi. And I told you guys he's a Fendi ambassador, so just deal with it. He's in Fendi at the Vanity Fair 2024 Oscars party. He is wearing black on black again. He's wearing a really nice black two-piece suit. We can see his shoes this time because he is hemmed and snatched all right. He's got a black patent leather shoe on of some kind. And he's got a black undershirt, like a dress shirt going on. It's very just casual, hanging out at the Vanity Fair party. What do you think?
It's a black suit. This time I'll say like the opposite. His pants fit great. The jacket's too big, like in the chest area. But this one only has one button. The other one had two. So maybe that's, yeah, I don't know. I think like black is supposed to make you look slim. And I feel like this jacket is a little boxy. And the black, I feel like he could have done, like wore a white, like something. It's all black. Like, I don't know.
In comparison, I prefer this over the GQ Men of the Year. But you're right. Like, this was Vanity Fair, and like he should have showed up and shown out. He does not look wrong by any means. Like, let's push it. Let's do a white suit with a black undershirt, or like, let's do like you've just got all these other men out there who are really pushing themselves more and more today. And like this. I'm really happy to say this, but like a black on black suit is no longer really cutting it for your up and coming males in Hollywood, because I think that there's so many designers out there now that are catering to men's and are exploring men's wear that there's just so much more that's exciting. So although, again, nothing is wrong with what he wore, it's tailored nicely. It's a bit boring. Like when you look at a Jacob Elordi or Barry Keoghan or like Danny Glover, I don't know if that's me.
Donald, there's just so many men.
Donald, there we go.
I don't think he looked as confident as he does in this one. He's just kind of there.
Just like I'm naming all the Larius Cock clients.
Yeah. We just
let's kick it up a notch, Nicholas. I know you can do it. We really did. But with that face, come on. Come on. We got to bring it. So next, we are talking about Nicholas and Fendi at South by Southwest. And look at this. He is in some gray. Like we were just talking all that smack on color. So here he is giving us some color. He is in a gray two-piece suit. It is pinstripe, like, but not, it's like self-pinstripe. So the gray, it's like gray on gray pinstriping. And underneath, he has a really interesting looking shirt that you can't see a lot of detail of, but it looks striped as well in some way. It is black and it looks like it has metallic stripes to it. Something cool is going on. I wish I could see more of it. He's got his little earring in. I should say he's got his left ear pierced. So he always has his little solo earring in. And then he has these shoes on that they look like Frankenstein shoes because they're so blocky. But he's got these black shoes on. What do you think of Nicholas at South by Southwest?
Okay.
We're about to hear it.
This tells me that this man is not into fashion. I feel like the jacket is way too big. I do like a good oversized look, but I just feel like they're giving him suits and he's like, okay, that's fine. Like, I don't think that there's any thought behind it. This could look cool if he did something else cool. It's just like this black shirt and this gray suit. And then those shoes are like, I don't know, someone's like uncle's old shoe. I don't know. I don't like
very
this.
Orthopedic. Very orthopedic.
I don't think that there's like anything wrong with this outfit per se. I just think that him or his stylist aren't trying to push the envelope in fashion. They're just like, here's this suit. And he's like, okay.
And I wonder how much can you push when you get yourself into these ambassador moments? Like, is it that Fendi's all that's available and like slim pickings?
I'm sorry, that's not. If you're a Fendi ambassador, Fendi has 4 shows a year. They also have a cruise collection. It's Fendi. They have archive stuff. If I was an ambassador, this is just me and my opinion of Fendi or any other brand, I will be going through all of those lookbooks and be like piecing things together because it is Fendi. Fendi has been around for probably almost 100 years. And yeah, Fendi's not pushing their girls out like this. That I'll just say that.
And that's that on that. That is.
Wait, what did you think about this?
Oh, I thought I was going to get out of it. It's too big on my boy. It's too big on him. And it's not that big of like, because I understand an oversized suit. Believe me, I get it. There's a time and a place for it. This looks like he's wearing a hand-me-down. Like, it looks hand-me-down-ish. And I get what you're saying about his uncle's shoes. Like, the whole thing just looks like your uncle in the 80s was doing it. And, like, you gave him his suit. And, like, you didn't do anything to it. We didn't fit it. We didn't update it. We just put you in a fly suit that was really great back in the day.
But I think they're relying on the brand versus like...
That's what I meant. Yeah. That's what I meant by like, is it just that there's a bunch of Fendi at the fitting? And so it's like, well, it's Fendi. Let's let that do the talking.
Yeah.
I think maybe.
It doesn't look like he has style pretty much. And his stylist isn't helping him. So, I hope whatever, we'll just keep it in.
All right, going into the last look for Nicholas. Let's see if he can change our minds, audience. He is in Fendi, shocker, at the 2024 Met Gala. And I will remind you guys, Met Gala this year was Sleeping Beauty's Reawakening Fashion. Tyree, what do you think? Because this literally just happened a few days ago.
This one, they nailed. I love this one. He's not necessarily on theme. And I did like this little poll on my Insta stories and people were like, why did you include him? He's not on theme. And I was like, he looks so cute. Like, he's wearing a watch. I don't think we mentioned accessories before. His jacket stops. You can see his shirt. His pants fit. He's wearing like a pointed toe kind of like boot. This is how you step out in Fendi. And maybe that's why I was so hard on him before. It's because they have tailors, they have good clothes, and he should definitely, like, push himself to clean up his, like, fit or, like, what he's picking. But I do really like this. What do you think?
I was silently clapping and just nodding my little head. Part of the garden is he has floral embroidery on this blazer, so that's what part of the garden he is some florals. Some flowers, that's what he brought to this game. But this shows me, like Tyree said, this man can dress. This man can wear the hell out of a Fendi suit when he really wants to. The tailoring is impeccable. His shoe finally is not blocky and chunky. It's nice and like narrow and just like sexy. And like his cuff, his shirt cuff is coming out of his sleeve correctly, because instead of doing that oversized look that they're trying to work with, like they've tailored him this time in a way that's more classic. I think that suits him. I think modern tailoring suits him so much. And like,
I don't just think he should ever do oversized. Like, it's like there's no point. Yeah,
it's very like the only people that can do oversized are like, I feel like it's like I'm dating him, but like Jack Nicholson, like if he wears it, then fine. But like Jack's an older gentleman, of course he can do an oversized suit. We don't want to see him stuffed into a little like modern looking situation. He needs a little bit more room. But that's the thing, is it's like, not to like be like show off your body, but like he's model-esque. Don't know how tall Nicholas is, but I mean in the facial, like obviously great looking, and he's built. And so I'm like, you have strong shoulder that you can show off, you have great arms that you can show off, like very svelte like arms that you can show off. You can give yourself a waistline at times. Like, I just think that there's parts to his silhouette that could be highlighted without being skin tight, but being fitted. But I mean, this man did it. I thought out of the men, he was one of the best dressed. There was no hate coming from this way for the Met Gala. So anyone who was asking what part of the garden he is, bye.
Also, I think too, I feel like going back to the oversized, I feel like you have to have like a little swag or a little confidence to like pull it off, versus just that's when it starts to wear you instead of you wearing the outfit. And another thing is, we saw all suits. I feel like he could like break it up and wear like a sport coat or like something. I don't know. I feel like he is elevating himself, and I'm excited to see what he does. And I hope I didn't hurt his feelings.
I'm very excited. One thing I wanted to say about South by Southwest look, he also, like Anne Hathaway, doesn't look like his character. Like they both kind of like dress very different from what their characters are. Like if you're supposed to be a 24-year-old boy bander, I'm expecting you to come out looking cute and sharp and like right. And an oversized suit that looks like your uncle wore it back in the day, it's a look. It is a look, but it's not his look.
Yeah.
But yes, I'm very excited to see what Nicholas has in store for us. He's so cute. This movie, it's like good, bad. Like I'll say about the movie, because like it's very unrealistic. Like there were just times where I was like, y'all. But at the end, Tyree makes fun of me because I cried when they met back up. I was oh my God. So I'll definitely, I've only watched it the one time for the screener that I had, but I will definitely watch it again. And I hope you guys enjoyed the episode. We would love to hear your thoughts, comments, feelings, anything, where our DMs are open. All right. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye. Thank you so much for joining us on another episode of the DM with Audrey, Brianne, and Tyree, where we reviewed the film The Idea of You. You'll find links to The Idea of You's homepage and streaming services in the description box below. A special thank you to Nearby Sound for our theme song.
If you enjoyed the show, please introduce your friends to our work, rate, review, and follow. Check us out on thedm.net or on Instagram at Audrey Brianne and at Tyree's Style. The DM is produced by DB Sound, Audrey Brianne, and Tyree.